I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's one of the most lucrative opportunities to help West Virginia's needy, but unfortunately, it's also a program that is living by a thread financially. More on Hunters Helping the Hungry in a moment. West Virginia is your season ticket to memorable deer hunting adventures. With an abundant deer population, 1.5 million acres of public land, and liberal regulations, hunting opportunities abound. The season starts in mid-October with archery season, followed by buck, antlerless, and muzzleloader seasons. That adds up to 3 months of refreshing outdoor experiences in the beautiful West Virginia hills. 4 seasons, 9 chances, 1 destination, West Virginia. An odds-on favorite for deer hunters young and old. Visit our website, wvdnr.gov, for more information. Since its inception in the 1990s, Hunters Helping the Hungry has been the largest source of red meat donated to the Mountaineer Food Bank in Gassaway every year. Marshall Snedeker coordinates the program for the DNR.
Every year it depends upon what level of harvest we have. Donations tend to follow the level of the harvest. Our biggest year for donations of deer was 2002, when we had 2,520 deer donated. Now that's a lot of deer. That translates into over 80,000 pounds of venison. And when you use the food bank formulas that are how meals are calculated, that also translates into about 107,000 meals.
Hunters can donate unwanted deer to the program by dropping it off at a participating meat processor. But the cost of the program has to be fueled by donations alone. And those donations are not nearly as strong.
This program operates totally, solely off of donations. By law, the DNR cannot spend any of its license money to feed hungry people. You know, our money goes to manage the wildlife in West Virginia. We're not in the business of feeding people. But this is just such a good program that we believe in it and we want to keep it going, so we work very hard to come up with the donations that will keep the program going.
And other states have had success with similar programs, but they've been able to attach theirs to corporate underwriters. West Virginia hasn't had that luxury.
What they've been able to do, for the most part, is to tie in to some large corporation that sponsors the program. And we have not been able to do that yet. We haven't found any large corporation in West Virginia that's willing to step up to the plate and say, look, you know, it may cost $120,000, it may cost $150,000 as it expands, but it's tax deductible, and we believe in making this contribution to West Virginia. We're going to do it.
Few would argue that the program is wonderful, but without money, its future could be in doubt.
That is something that has to be considered every year, Chris. I mean, we're that close to the edge.
And if you're interested in making a donation, you can call 558-2771 for more information on Hunters Helping the Hungry. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.